53, Atlanta's best rock, 753 in the double Z. Here's LaGrange. It's Mara Davis and Dunham. Good morning. It's about 51. Looks like a terrific day. It's going to warm up and going to be beautiful. What a great spring ATL is having. Digging it.
Got one of the most beautiful voices ever paying a visit to us in just a moment.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Wait, no. Is it that girl? Or is it this?
To listen to your messages, press 1.
Or is it
to
both?
To record
She's
a new message, press 2. To set up your personal profile, press 3.
That's Liz. She's the voice of many, many things.
You
Bell
may
South,
have,
T-Mobile.
MARTA. You may have
MARTA.
Taken a ride on MARTA, and you find out it's the end of the line when she
The next
you.
Station is Airport. Airport Station.
I gotta say, she's waiting in the lobby. And she's quite attractive.
That's the thing. You'd expect her to be a hag or something.
Oh!
Or a lot older. Or just a lot older. You know how, you know, like when you call up the 1-800-REAL-SEX line?
No, I don't know.
And the lady comes on, and you try to picture her as 22, but you know she's probably 62. You know, guys. Not I, but you know.
Okay.
She'll be our guest in just moments. A trip to Los Angeles to give away.
But first, I'm really excited for our next guest, Liz Raphael Helgeson. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
So nice to meet you. Now, you are the voice of MARTA.
Yep.
Bell South. What are some of the other voices?
You will hear me on T-Mobile if you have a T-Mobile phone.
Oh,
and
yes,
you check
will.
Your voicemail.
Yes.
Wachovia Bank, if you bank with Wachovia, I'm your automated voice that guides you.
Tell me to push 1, please.
Press 1.
Oh. Amazing. You
and
come
actually,
to life right in front of me.
Yeah, you know, and actually, I'm all over the place because I've been recording these systems for about 15 years, and I'll hear myself just making a phone call anywhere.
That must be kind of bizarre.
Is this you?
If you'd like to make a call,
no, that's not me.
That's the old lady.
If you need help,
I don't,
hang up and then dial your operator.
What her name is, but yeah, she's been the Bell South voice
for a long time.
Actually,
I don't even think she's alive.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay, but this is you.
To listen to your messages, press 1.
That's me.
To record
She's
a new
a
message,
person.
Press 2.
Oh, there's me in the
background. We were listening, and Dunham was so excited to hear from you.
10 years I've been pushing buttons and getting you to speak.
Awesome.
Nice.
Listen
cool.
to that voice.
Yeah.
Now, people say to me, wow, it's so cool to put the face with the voice. And actually, I felt the same way meeting you today, Liz.
Yeah.
You can
well,
do so
you.
At Z93.com, the Live Eye, the Bell South cam, will show you just what the voice looks like in person. And unlike the sex phone operator, she's a very lovely lady.
Well, I'm not sure what they're like, but thank you very much.
Is that how you broke into the business, or did you have more of a straight-line route into the voice
It
world?
Was more of a straight-line route, actually. I was working in the telecommunications industry, and it was for an alternate long-distance provider, and they needed a voice. So they did like a blind taste test between me and several other voices, and I got picked. And
well, you're comforting.
Well, you know, and thank you. That's what people say.
Really?
You are.
And that is my goal. That is actually my passion. And, you know, I'm so excited to be able to say this live. But, folks, when you get on the train with me.
Oh, MARTA.
Or when you get on the phone with me at your bank.
Wait, here.
Or
wait.
The next station is airport.
That's right.
Airport station. Exit here for Hartsfield, Atlanta International Airport. You are truly getting acknowledged. A wink, a smile. I mean, truly, when I get in the booth, I am thinking about your needs and how to make that automated phone experience pleasant, fast, efficient. I mean, I'm passionate to do that. So I'm thrilled
cool.
to be able to, you know, help the world get their needs quickly, efficiently, soothingly.
Are you bilingual? Do you also do the, you know, press 1 for Espanol?
A little bit of Spanish.
Oh, you do? You
just
do?
A little bit of Spanish, you know, if they're small prompts, but not entire systems.
A lot of people, the first English, you know, American voice they hear, they hit the international airport, they get on MARTA, and you're the first thing.
The next station is airport. I know.
Airport.
I feel so excited to be the voice of MARTA. It was very important to me when the Olympics were coming. I read about that MARTA was going to be implementing that technology on their trains. I read about it and that they had not picked a voice. And I knew that when the world came to Atlanta, I had to be the one to speak to the world and help them get where they needed to go.
Wow. Okay. Now we're on with Liz Helgeson, who is the voice of so many different things, from MARTA to the airport trains. Liz Helgeson. Now, when we come back, I want to ask you about this. A lot of people say this to me all the time. I think I have a great voice, mm-hmm. and I would like to do voiceovers. I hear this from so many people, and I try to tell people it's not as easy as you think. So when we come back, you'll tell us a little bit about this. And also, I want to hear about some of the voiceovers that may have been tough or funny.
And then we want to hear you angry and upset.
Okay.
We want to see the other side of Liz Raphael Helgason.
It's 8:12. Time for the news. Here's another terrific voice. It's Art Madman Mary.
Thanks, Mary.
Our guest in the studio is Liz Raphael Helgason. You may know her as the voice of Bell South, T-Mobile, the airport, bar train. I love
this. The next station is airport.
Yeah.
Airport station.
Liz, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
It's my pleasure.
Now, originally, we got you in here because you must have thought it was funny because Dunham was commenting on how hot you sound, and then your friend was listening.
That's right.
And sent us an email.
Yeah.
A lot of people say that you're like a free sex operator. Just in the fact that if you can't afford the 1-800 numbers, etc., that you can just call...
Just call your mobile phone.
Call your mobile phone. You get a nice, sweet-sounding lady talking to you, you know?
Well... I guess that's pushing it, but...
Oh, poor Liz. Her face is turning red.
Oh, God.
Please don't creep her out. No,
I'm not trying to creep her out. I'm just telling her what people think.
Well, I'm thrilled that you find it that enjoyable to have an automated voice guide you.
I'm Mary.
Very good, Liz. Thank you. You got him well. Now, I've had people come up to me all the time and say, you know, people have told me I have a great voice and I want to do voiceovers. And you do this professionally.
Years, over a decade.
Tell me, can you tell us a little bit how you got into this and why it is more difficult than people think?
Well, you know, as I said earlier, if it was that easy, everybody would be doing it. And it's not so much about having a great voice that helps, but most important is being able to read copy, being able to really be all of who you are when you're becoming whatever that copy calls for, whether it's an automated voice as a customer service person, a wife in a commercial, a mother, a child, a professional. But it's truly being all of who you are and an actress and or an actor.
Applying to the product, whatever it is.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you do a different read if you're doing a Playtex commercial compared to when you're doing like a Wells Fargo home mortgage commercial,
exactly.
For instance.
And it's pretty much, I mean, from a corporate standpoint, it's me projecting whatever image that company wants me to mirror. And, you know, in the commercial end, it's quite a bit different. But it's... You know, it's also in the corporate end, it's being able to read humongous stacks of copy having seen any of it before, and then, you know, teaching this information to, you know, your listeners.
What's the comforting old man thing that seems to be in lately? You notice that? When I go down, you know, the grocery store, you want to be able to get some vegetables.
What, like the Pepperidge Farm?
Right.
There's a few of them going around some of the supermarkets. That seems to be a big thing, like the old man who's comforting.
They haven't asked me to do that.
Do the old lady?
The old man.
Can you do an old lady?
Actually, I did audition to do an old lady spot. But the nice thing about the automated systems, to kind of go back to that, is that they are letting us be more conversational these days. And that's what I love about it, because I can just communicate with you. I can just talk instead of sounding so robotic like we did in the very beginning when... In the early 80s, when voicemail just started to become like socially acceptable, when people were just comfortable leaving their voices on answering machines. So I'm thrilled to be able to, you know, now go with a much more conversational tone and even a hip tone when people want that.
Hip.
Liz,
you know.
Your voice is so comforting right now. I know
Thank you.
I'm just staring right at you like a freak. But it's so cool to hear your voice.
It makes you tingly. I mean, I trust you. You could sell anything to me at this point.
That
Any
feels
radical,
so good to hear.
That's view, anything.
That's what it's about for me. I mean, it truly is. I want to touch people's souls and really and help you get what you need to live your best life.
This is coming from the automated voice.
That's
Indeed.
Right.
You should be an inspirational speaker as well, are you?
Well, I consider myself that. I do. I mean, this is such an automated society now. I mean, everything is automated.
And people get very frustrated, too. Like, give me a real person.
Some people don't. That's true. Some people probably don't like you.
Well,
some people that use it too much, maybe.
You know, but I've never heard anyone tell me they get annoyed on the phone with me. Heard that feedback.
You almost
when
take
people,
a nap, almost.
Well,
get comfortable.
I don't put people to sleep.
No, I'm just saying you get all kind of cuddly.
Do you have to, I noticed when you asked for lukewarm water, are you very particular about how you take care of your voice?
Yes, I am, absolutely.
Is your voice insured?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Really?
I do. I have a Lloyd's of London policy on my voice. But also, yes, I'm particular about my toothpaste, my temperature of my water.
Really?
I have, you know, raw carrots before my sessions to clean out my mouth, just so I don't, you know, give my engineers a lot of, you know, mouth noise. So, yeah, I am, you know, have my regimens that, you know, work for me. So I've heard other talents say, you know, apples work good, but... Uh-huh. For me, I have, you know, I love Arm & Hammer baking soda toothpaste, but I can't use it because it makes my mouth pasty.
Really?
So.
What about with the throat? I always wanted this because men have an Adam's apple and women don't. And does that affect differently how you take care of your throat and everything?
I don't think so.
No.
I wouldn't be able to answer
that question.
What does the Adam's apple do, really?
I don't know.
It's part of your hormones or something.
It's what makes it sound so deep, right? If you had an Adam's apple in there,
I bet I'd sound just
you'd sound
like
totally
you.
Different.
All right. Now,
but I do a lot of zinc if I, you know, to prevent colds, and if I get a cold, and I, you know, lots of throat lozenges.
We're on with Liz Raphael Helgeson, who's the voice of so many automated systems commercials, this and that. You make a lot of money, don't you?
I do well. I do quite well.
You do?
Yeah.
Voice work, you can make, I would say, like up to, what, $250 maybe for just reading a couple. Oh, she's like, more.
Well, you know, it all depends on the type of application. Push that button a few more times.
Oh,
Right.
Now we're getting the personality out of Liz.
I see there's a lot of banks and stuff. You also
actually, just keep pushing the button throughout the rest of the interview.
Charter Behavioral System, was that a challenge? Is that actually in the crazy rooms?
I live in a padded room.
I'm just wondering, because, I mean, if you're doing some time at Charter and you're mellowing out, I would think you'd be a good soothing voice. Is that just for their commercials, or you're not sure what they do? They just take your voice? You're very sleepy. Take your pills, people.
It might have been a video. I don't remember that job.
I think we should hire someone. We don't have the big money like that, but I got a couple of tickets to Sticks in Frampton. Maybe you could be the voice of the Mara Davidson Dunham Morning Show. If someone's always told you have a great voice, call us at 404-741-9393. I know we can't afford you, Liz.
Did you want to be the judge of who actually has a great voice?
Oh, sure, I'd love to.
Okay, let's see.
The other thing, though, I really want to say to anyone who thinks that they want to be a voice talent, the other thing is passion.
Okay.
You have to know that you're willing to go to any length to drive yourself and do your passion.
So how do you get motivated to get passionate if you don't like so like a Playtex commercial?
How do I get passionate?
Yeah. Like what gets you into that?
I pray.
And you were going to get angry too. Pretend I'm messing with your automated system.
I knew that you were. Oh, please. Yeah. No, you don't want to mess with my. That's a perfect example.
I'm pushing you on buttons.
I get hysterical if I can't. My kids can't go in my studio. I'm on the phone with my husband if I ever have a problem. Sweetie, if you're listening, I love you. Thank you for all your technological support. But you don't mess with my studio.
Oh.
You just don't mess with my studio.
Let's check some voice. Hi, do you want to be our voice talent?
I think Z93 needs another good, deep voice to advertise the talents of Mara and Dunham.
Wow. Now this guy, you think he's got enough compression there to
Depends
be the voice
on his
of our
Adam's
morning
apple.
Show? Your Adam's apple, yeah.
Yeah, I got a lot of Adam's apple there, Mara Dunham.
Give us a little
to help you guys out.
All right, well, hang on. We'll consider him. He sounded pretty good. What do you think?
Boring.
Oh, boring. Sorry, we're dumping
Z93.
You.
I just called up to talk on the radio and
go
try
for
to
it.
Win the tickets.
Okay.
All right, Zena, do a little liner for us.
Okay.
All right.
You got to be a quick thinker to be in this business, don't you,
Liz? Z93. This is a great idea, Dunham.
Thank you. Oh, is that sarcasm?
Yeah. Hello, Z93. Oh, we turned on your radio,
Turn
please.
The radio down and show us what you got.
You guys need a good, deep announcer in the morning to talk about that sexy Mara and that wild, weed, wacky Dunham.
Boy, this guy's got some character, right?
Character is just the beginning, guys.
Can you pretend like you're doing a movie trailer, like, in a world?
in a world where Schwarzenegger was once governor.
No, a little too pukey. No. See, those guys make like what? Like $1 million a year?
A lot of money. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Hey, Mara.
Yeah.
I have a very, very dear friend of mine in Chicago who makes over $1 million a year doing voice work.
Jeez, I'd be...
$1 million.
Man. Makes over $1 million a year doing
I'd be living in a bungalow behind his house if I were you, Art.
Need to push that button.
Z93.
Hi.
Okay.
Z93.
Again, Dunham, this was a terrific idea. Why don't we just go ahead and take caller 9-404-741-9393. Liz, terrific meeting you.
Thank you
really
so much.
Really was. And congratulations on all your terrific success.
Thank you very much.
Doing the great work that you do. And we're going to have you voice a few things around here.
We'll listen every time we take Marta. Two wonderful tones.
Thank you. It's exciting to be here.
It's 8:29 now. Time for the sports. Here's Art Merritt.
And the Falcons got four of the Braves.